joy to see so many people here tonight. As a history buff, I've always enjoyed Bible stories. And of course, the Christmas story is one of the best. It's magic, it's a sense of hope for the future, and it's close into another world long past. It also fascinates me that Christmas coincides with the ancient solstice celebrations of cultures around the world. And the one symbol that abounds in all of these stories, from the stars that guide the wise men to the manger, to the torchlight parades, to the European villages, to the light. I don't know about you, but as the years go by, I find that I regard the approach of the winter solstice with its short days and creeping cold with a lot less enthusiasm and excitement than we used to. The lengthening hours of darkness really do change your mood. At this time of year, I find I want to stay in bed longer in the morning and do less in the evening. Being a couch potato, which I usually disdain, seems like a good idea from mid-November until about New Year's. Later in the winter, I usually get out and cross-country ski, do some winter hiking. But between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, I kind of shrink from the outdoor world that I normally love. If the darkness gets to us in our artificially well-lit modern culture, imagine what it must have been like back in the days when a fireplace and some candles were your only light source. I've been to northern Scotland in June, where it stayed light from until about 11:30 at night, and then dawn arrived at about 2:30 in the morning, which is only about 3 hours later. Well, just imagine what December must be like in northern Scotland, where it probably doesn't get light until 11 o'clock in the morning and then starts getting dark again at 2:30 in the afternoon. Now that's some serious darkness. In Scotland, New Year's traditionally has been the big winter solstice celebration because Christmas celebrations there were banned, or at least discouraged, for 350 years as being too Catholic or too popish for a Presbyterian society. So throughout Scotland, New Year's celebrations feature bonfires and people running through the streets twirling giant fireballs from 5-foot-long metal poles to signify the power of the sun, the power of light. The Scots have a sense of humor about the solstice season, too. They used to appoint someone to the position called the Abbot of Unreason. This person was responsible for entertainment, merrymaking, mayhem, and laughter from Christmas to New Year's. The Viking winter solstice celebration known as Yule was the origin of today's 12 days of Christmas. Yule also contributed to the tradition of the Yule log. The Yule log has been described as the burning heart of the season, the living symbol of all warm emotions and bright thoughts. That's also been described as the Yule chalice. Once lit, the Yule log provided light and heat to help ward off evil spirits. Today in Scandinavia, many celebrate Lucia's Day, the festival of light, celebrated in memory of the Italian Santa Lucia. In the early hours of the morning, a young woman, dressed in white and wearing a crown of blazing candles, brings light into the darkness of homes, hospitals, and schools. Light has also become a major symbol of Christmas in our modern culture. Not only do we put lights on the Christmas tree, but some people string them over every available space in their yard. In Hollis, where I live, a truck farm outlined a tractor and a produce trailer with strings of light and actually produced a wonderful work of art. Many cultures through the centuries have relied on light to chase away the gloom of the winter solstice. My hope for all of you is a heart full of light and love this holiday season and throughout the country.